Hello again, I'm Carolyn Kellerman here with my co-host Judy Templeton and Mo Dutter all the way down there in South Carolina. Hello, hello. What a show we have today. We have two rising stars and two aging with grace, beautiful ballerinas. And we have a show that's going to talk about theater, dance, and help you all support the arts. Take it away, Judy, and introduce them.
So thanks for joining us today, Mo. And it seemed fitting that you would, because you know a little bit about Rising Stars and have been part of that celebration in a couple different ways. So I'll give you just a second to ask you, what was your involvement with that before you interview our very special stars here?
Involvement went way back to the very, very first one when we had, oh golly, what's his name? Phippen. They used to write, and Bob Russell was involved on it, that they actually would write a new story, a new script every single year for the celebration of the arts before we actually got to the Rising Stars. And then all of a sudden, Toby and Bob Russell and Jackson Phippen said, you know, this is really an awful lot of work every year to come up with something brand new. So they said, well, you know, it's just America's Got Talent and all of this stuff is really, really catching on. So they went to the Rising Stars format where they had an audition usually in early January for anyone who wanted to sing, dance, monologue, you know, do front flips, whatever they wanted to do within the performing art genre. And from those people that auditioned, and sometimes there were 20, 30, 40 people that auditioned, they selected a smattering of the performing arts and selected 10. And I can remember over the years where we had monologuists win and dancers win and musical theater people. And way back when, we had a lot of the community people, Carolyn and Bob Russell and myself, involved as different characters in it before we got to the Rising Stars. And then we got to realize we had all this talent in Howard County that spread across the country and on Broadway that we said, well, we have our own show right here. We don't have to write anything. And it took off. We were at Wild Lake High School to begin with, where there was no bubbly, no wine and champagne and anything like that. And we had a lot of food. And then we rolled into the Rouse Theater and we had the Rising Stars competition, handing out the Howie Awards, and then finally named a winner. Back in the old days, we had a first, second, and third prize. Now I believe they still only have the one winner, and $5,000 isn't chump change. That's a pretty good prize for singing a song or doing a 3-minute dance. So that's where it came from. And unfortunately, Mr. COVID came along a couple of years ago and rained on our parade. And last year, we did not have one at all. And this year, fortunately, the Rising Stars competition is back.
Thanks, Mo. I'm going to introduce these beautiful and multi-talented two nominees for the Rising Stars this year. We have Dave Shagraff from all the way from California. She's in here and she's waving to you all right now. Not only is she beautiful and talented, as I mentioned, but she also has an incredible background of having backed up some of the greatest hip-hop artists and singers and Broadway people and Hollywood people. So we'll get a chance to talk to her a little bit later. But I do want to mention that our other contestant down here who's going to wave to us right now is Mary Kate Brier. And she is a doll. I love this woman. And both of them have grown up in this area. I think Mary Kate grew up in Columbia. And Daisha is also, she's a Glen Elg Country School graduate. But Mary Kate, I know besides being in the Rising Stars, I think you ought to talk a little bit about Toby's and Godspell, which is coming up, and I'll turn it over to you, and then Judy will pick it up after that.
Sure, yeah, hi. So I grew up in Columbia in Ellicott City, and I was first introduced to theater, actually, I did Annie, directed by Mo Dutterer. I played July in his Centennial High School version of Annie when I was in sixth grade. And then after that, I went on to audition for the Young Columbians and CCTA. So I learned from Toby Orenstein and really grew up like with her theater being a second home to me. And yeah, I lived in New York and then in LA, and now I'm back in the area working at Toby's, and Godspell is coming up in just a week.
And what part will you be playing, Mary Kate?
I am playing myself, but I am a soloist and I am singing the song, the duet, By My Side.
Great song to sing. So now you're back here And are you staying here for a while then? I know you've been several other places, and of course you're going to be competing for the Rising Stars. So are you planning on staying here after Godspell?
I am planning on staying here, yes.
That's great. Well, we love to hear stars that have been rising, and certainly Daisha Graff is another one. So Daisha, tell us about your background here in Howard County before you put on your wings to fly.
Hello, I'm excited to be here and see all of you. Carolyn has been a supporter of me my whole life, and my family, my sister, everybody. I grew up in Ellicott City. I went to Glen Oak Country School. My path started with dance. So I would dance at all the productions at school and high school. And I went on to dance in college at Hofstra University. And then I kind of made a segue into hip hop, whereas before I was completely ballet and modern. And then I got into the commercial dance world and toured around the world with different artists like Beyonce and Rihanna. And now I'm in LA, kind of detoured again, as I love to do, to acting. So now I'm acting out here, and I'm in a show called Big Shot, which is on Disney Plus, and life is good. I'm excited to come back to my hometown and share the stage with Mary Kate and just have a beautiful evening of the arts.
Wow, that is quite a background to have gone from ballet to hip hop. That is so wonderful that you've already experienced all that. And of course, we're delighted to have you back here as well. So, and now we're gonna also, so we make sure we get everybody in because we have quite the star lineup today. We're gonna now speak to Cindy Velley. And she is one of our ballerinas, and I'm just going to say that has been going on and on and on and on, and she'll keep going on and on. And so, Cindy, tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now, and then tell us about your special friend and her birthday.
Well, certainly. I'm very happy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. It's great to see everyone. I have a dance school in the Long Reach Community Center in Stonehouse, been there since 1983. And I'm just very grateful and thankful to continue to be doing that. I also have Howard County roots, and I actually did some Howard County summer theater with Mo back in the day. That was a lot of fun.
We all did.
Yes, and with you, Judy, as well. Yes. So I'm here today to talk about my dear friend and mentor and sister, Carol Maxwell, not sister in real life, but I feel like she's a sister. I've known Carol since she moved here from New York. Again, we're going back to the 70s, folks. And I'm very thrilled that she teaches my students now. It's just a real joy to have her on the staff. And in honor of her significant birthday that she just had, she is doing a wonderful thing. She's producing a show at Rouse Theater on September 26th. It's called Something Beautiful, and it is going to be beautiful. She has an incredible lineup for that. And I'm just very happy to be able to go along that journey with her. Some of my kids will be dancing, but she's bringing together companies that we haven't seen dance together in the same place for literally decades. Mm-hmm. So with that, I'll just turn that over to Miss Carol.
Carol Maxwell. Okay. Thank you so much for joining us. And we're just thrilled to speak to you about your extremely long career in dance here in Howard County. So take us back to where you first began. And I think, I'm just going to say this, but you might correct me, it was in Old Ellicott City. Was that your first studio?
When I first came here, there was a dance studio on 29 between Columbia and Ellicott City. Okay. And I called up the owner and said, could I go there and do class by myself every day, which I did. She asked me to teach a couple of classes. Cindy was in one of those classes. So without too much detail, eventually I found a place on Main Street in Ellicott City, the old Railroad Hotel, which was a beautiful location. I love that we could look out those windows and see Main Street or see trees behind us. I really hate being in concrete boxes to dance. You know, it's difficult. So I started the school, and Mark Ryder brought his three daughters to come study with me. He was teaching at University of Maryland, was a great modern dancer, had his own company with Emily Frankel. And he kept saying to me, Carol, you have to provide a performing outlet. So I finally bit the bullet and did that. I didn't want all this, the drama that goes on with running a company. But I looked at it from the point of view of being a teacher, and that this was a part of teaching dancers how to perform, not just take class. It was a transformative experience for me over time. So I formed the Ellicott City Ballet Guild, and the dancers in the school could audition to be in that. Dancers from anywhere actually could audition to be in that. Among the people that I had come be guests for me were Linda Kentz and Mark Mejia. They're based in Virginia, world-class dancers and then teachers. Linda and I both landed at Radio City at one time in the ballet company. Most people don't know there's a ballet company as well as the Rockettes. We were friends before that, but we both happened to land there at that time and danced together there. So it was wonderful to have them come perform with us. Timeline. Let's see. Well, I managed to produce Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, Nutcracker. Early on, our very first production was Christmas Carol that I worked on with Mark. And Mark really taught me how to put together a production. I knew how to dance, I knew how to teach, but I did not know how to put on a production. And he taught me that with Christmas Carol. I'm so grateful that he did that for us. Cindy was around for that, right?
Oh, yes.
Let me jump in here, Carol, because we could spend the whole 30 minutes on this.
And yeah.
I know. Mo has a couple of questions for his theater people there. But I did want to mention, I know that Mark is going to be dancing in the your benefit performance, right?
Mark Mejia, yes. Uh-huh. Oh, I'm sorry. His students will be performing. He and Linda are teaching only now. They're about 10 years behind me in birthdays. So they're well into teaching only at this point.
Good.
Beautiful dancers. I just went to see their concert last weekend.
Mo, I know you have some stories to tell about these two beautiful women here.
I have a real great remembrance of Carol and meeting her first. And Cindy and Judy were both involved when we started Howard County Summer Theater in 1975, 76, and so on. And it has to do with Carol because that guy, Mark Ryder, and his lovely wife, Anne Dumaresque Ryder, were sitting in the back of the auditorium when my wife and a friend of hers were trying to choreograph our first production, Guys and Dolls. And it wasn't going very well. And Ann Ryder came up to me and said, do you need some help with choreography? And my wife heard that, and she said, you got it. It's yours. And at the same time, we figured out that the guys, of which Cindy was going to school with, and Judy knows extremely well, of like Gary Best and Jim Marilott, Jim Cannon, oh God, so many of them, a lot of Hebron guys, they weren't really the best at dance. So Mark said, Carol has a studio down in Ellicott City. We're going to have a guy's dance class. And he did. He started a dance class that went on for it. And I was in the class also. And we had a ball down there climbing those stairs and getting up to that top floor. And we have so many great memories of Carol and Cindy also with dance. And Mary Kate as well, known her since she came onto this earth for a long, long time and her folks. And I'm tickled pink to meet Miss Graff here because I taught her sister at Centennial High School. So this is, for me, is like an old homecoming party today. And plus it's a perfect day because in Myrtle Beach, it's raining now. So I'm not missing any golf at all.
All these guests are worth it, Mo. All of them are worth it.
You have to set your priorities.
That's right. So Carol, how can we get tickets for your birthday celebration?
You can go to my Facebook page, which is Carol Maxwell Gazmin.
Okay.
And click on the link. It was put on there on August the 12th. There's a link to the ticket service, eTix. It shows as eTix on the link. And if you have trouble for some reason, leave me a message. there on Facebook. I'll be checking it. And please buy as many tickets as you can. All the money is going to the Howard County Arts Council, or all the proceeds. I had this idea when my sister said, what do you want to do for your birthday? And I immediately said, I want to do a performance. And then said, I don't know why I want to do a performance. That's a lot of work. But it's because after a couple of days, I realized in these COVID times, you know, when there's so much distress of every sort, social, economic, political, and the arts have suffered along with everyone else. We need to have time together in the same space, enjoying art, whatever it is. Of course, ballet is my love, but I just feel that that's a need we can fill by doing this performance. I talked at length with Colleen at the Howard County Arts Council so that we wouldn't conflict. At one point, we talked about trying to do the same weekend and making it one big celebration. But I think that'll have to be in the future if we decide to do that. It's worked out that we're back-to-back weekends, but I just wanted to make sure that everybody knows that. We want to help the dance world in particular, so the money will be earmarked for dance, but it does go to the Howard County Arts Council. So everybody come on out and see a marvelous show. Have a good time together in the same space.
I love it. And you know what, Carol? Yes, you channeled that time is perfect for now. And that's just the beauty of the arts. And while we have taken a hit, we have that to pull us up. And I'm just kind of really enamored today to be with everybody, because you know what? We're all connected here. Okay, we all have some kind of connection, and the connection is the arts. I mean, you know, when Mo takes us back to 1973, when I met him in Sugar, and then Miss Cindy taught my daughter, I came to you, Carol, and I don't know if you remember that you almost kicked me out of your first ballet class because I didn't have my hair in a bun, and I was chewing gum, and I had on earrings because I came from a more jazz modern background. I even had holes in my tights. But anyway, I paid attention and I came back. You helped me get in shape after my first baby. And I mean, we all have our stories. Carolyn actually was a teacher of mine. She might not want me to say that, but you know, I mean, and of course I know about Mary Kay and your whole fabulous family, and Alicia Graff with your whole family and the background that you've come from. So, okay. So I got to ask you all the questions. So think quick. Okay. So what is a memorable moment in your career in Howard County? Because I know you all have gone past and beyond in some ways. So I'm just going to start with you, Carol. So you have a memorable moment that you want to share, entice people to come to your birthday celebration.
My memorable moments are the ones that I'm in. This is my memorable moment right now. I love being able to speak with all of you, and I immediately think of all the productions that we did. We'd just like to, on the basis of saying it's wonderful to be together and it's wonderful to see those dances, come to the show.
I know. That will be a memorable moment, and I can't wait. I'm so happy you're doing this. I really am. So what about you, Miss Cindy? I know you have all these ballerinas going through your mind, Sugar Plums and all.
Yeah, well, I have some funny things going through my mind too.
That's good. You can share those. That's good.
Share a funny one about Mo Dutterer and Gary That's Best great. Dressed as women in Sugar, sitting on the top bunk together on the train. Still have that image in my brain. That was so fun. And I'm sure there's going to be many more fun memories down the road.
I actually am going to piggyback on that memory to say that when I looked down and saw Mo Dutterer's shoes and his big feet in women's shoes, that was a moment I'm never going to forget either. But
I had to go to Massey's in D.C. to get those. And in case you want to get me a pair of pumps or something sporty, I wear a 14 and a half triple E ladies shoe.
Oh my gosh.
Well, you know what? You can dress them up, but you can't take them out. So yeah, thanks for that memory, Cindy. I appreciate that. Okay, so let's go to our younger stars and ask them. So Mary Kate, do you have a special memory of a showbiz moment or otherwise here in Howard County?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard to pinpoint just one. I think, you know, just being able to meet my my best friends that I have to this day, I met them growing up in Neon Columbians and CCTA. I think also getting the opportunity to perform in Les Mis as Eponine, both with CCTA and at Toby's Dinner Theater, those were definitely highlights for me.
Oh, I would say so. And also, you already mentioned one when you got to play Annie in Mo's Annie.
Oh,
no, not Annie. You were in Annie and you were July.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. What about you, Deja?
Just performing on stage, either at Glen Elg with one of our many shows we put on or with Ballet Royale Academy, which I was with as well. Yeah, I just have like vivid memories of being on stage and kind of knowing like, I love this. I want to do this. And I love being a part of a group. And yeah, I just have very vivid memories of growing up on the stage.
What was your first performance? Because I hear you say Glen Elg.
Oh, actually, my first performance ever, which is funny, was at Kinetics, actually.
Okay.
And I was 5. And it's funny because I actually remember vividly that first performance ever of just feeling like, this is electrifying and I want to do this. And I was just playing like we were imaginary circus people on the stage. And so I was just like on a tightrope. And it's really funny what you remember. But yeah, I remember that as actually my first performance.
Yep. Well, it turns out to be an important memory because it was really the beginning of your calling into the performing arts. So, and I can see that you're not finished yet. So I can't wait to see you. I mean, perhaps in a movie, since you're taking up acting, perhaps on Broadway or beyond.
Who knows?
It could happen, that's for sure. Oh boy, now I've got to ask Carolyn, what's a memorable moment for you, Carolyn?
Ooh, I didn't think you were going to ask the
oh yeah, we're getting the dirt today, yeah.
Well, actually the most memorable moment is the AIDS benefits for A Labor of Love. And yep. I know that Mary Kate was in one of those and Carol participated, the dancers and a lot of people, Mo, of course. So that's my memory.
Yep.
And thank you all for being here, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully you're going to be back doing another one. I would like to believe that that could happen. And there's been so much fun with all of those. And yeah, thank you so much for all you've done to bring that to us. All right, Mo, it's your turn. Talk about your special memory.
Actually, I have to be considered very fortunate to have landed in Howard County. Howard County is unlike any other place that I've ever been, and I've been in every single state in our country except for two. And I was a singer, graduated from college from University of Maryland with a voice degree, was lucky enough to sing and be accepted to the Army Chorus for 3 years. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I was singing with some opera companies in D.C., and I applied for a job in Howard County, and a guy by the name of Marchmont Gerard was opening up the brand new Dunlaugan Middle School, and I got hired there as the choral teacher. And he said, chorus is boring. What else can you do? And to make a long story very short, I ended up teaching photography, guitar, theater, choral music, and a little bit of dance. We had a great course, was entitled Music from the 1900s to the Present and the Dances that Went with It. So we were doing the Black Bottom and the Charleston and, you know, swing, cha-cha. We were doing the whole thing. And he came to me and he said, my daughter's at Glen Elg now. They just did Anything Goes. And she had a great, great, a great situation there. And I want you to direct the show. I said, I've been in the college press. I don't know what I'm doing. And he said, I'll give you $1,000 for sets and to get a pit band and whatever. Said, I'm not going to pay you because it's part of your job. And I did Little Abner and Rick Ryder was in the show. I didn't cast him. It was a little part. And he still lets me know that I overlooked a lot of talent there. And I went from there doing one show that year. Then the second year we did 3 shows. Next year, 3 shows, and then I was involved with Howard County Youth Operetta Company that I know some of you were involved with, and then Howard County Summer Theater. Centennial High School was brand new 4 years later, and I'm just lucky to have landed in Howard County. That's it.
Well, you know, I think that's a theme for all of us for sure. Mm-hmm. And again, thank you to all the guests. So let's see, please come out and celebrate Carol Maxwell's 80th birthday party. It's going to be the best birthday party bash ever on September 26th. After that, go to the Rising Stars and you'll get to see Daisha. You will get to see Mary Kate. And that is on October 2nd. As Carol said, it's two back-to-back weekends of fun. We need that right now. Go support Mary Kate and go see Godspell, hear her beautiful voice, and support Cindy Velli, who is still teaching little darlings going in their leotards and little buns. And she still has performances, has not stopped teaching through all of COVID. I'm just so grateful to be in the midst of all of you. And yes, Mo, I'm glad we all moved here because we all had great starts. And some of us have had roots and wings here. And thank you all. So tune in to all these exciting performances coming up. And until next time, Carolyn, thank you always. Mo, thanks for joining us from South Carolina. And we will see you next time on Razzle Dazzle Radio.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.